In agricultural news, one-third of the U.S. Senate signed a letter advocating the passage of a farm bill, but Southerners argue is unfair to their commodities. In the bipartisan letter, the 33 senators called for passage of the farm bill before the end of the year and said that bill should be the bill passed by the Senate in June. Farm bill negotiations were at a standstill yesterday. The Senate letter has inflamed regional passions. Rice producers noted that, according to the Congressional Budget Office, the Senate bill would hammer rice producers by reducing their safety net by more than 64%. Meanwhile, if farm legislation is left adrift, farmers could face the prospect of returning to an antiquated system for pricing milk that would bring big price increases for consumers, under which milk could surge to $6 a gallon. The Environmental Protection Agency has released updated national air quality standards that made no changes to farm dust rules, leaving the existing daily standard for fine particles or the existing daily standard for coarse particles, which includes dust from farms and other sources. EPA finalized an update to its national air quality standards for harmful fine particle pollution, including soot. A new research report by Rabobank's Food and Agribusiness Research and Advisory Group says that the global beef industry is likely to see record prices in 2013. This follows lower prices at the end of this year. A combination of a lethargic world economy, slightly large global supply, and recovery of herds in Brazil, Argentina, and Australia has weighed on global prices in the fourth quarter. U.S. agribusiness Cargill plans to spend $91 million to set up a corn milling plant in India. The plant would be Cargill's largest investment in India. The facility is expected to start operations by the third quarter of 2014. Russia's Federal Statistics Agency today says that Russian stocks of grain, which consist mainly of wheat but also include barley and corn, totaled 29.7 million metric tons on December 1st. That's around 30% less than a year earlier. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.